Welcome, everyone, to Reminiscing with the Goobers. Let me just tell you a little bit about the Goobers. They're a little family who lived for a very long time in Zuzu, Mississippi. They're a family full of many stories, and this little show that you're about to hear will take you through the family history of the Goobers. Enjoy it. And don't forget, enjoy Seymour Goober! The first of the Goobers was Grandma Goober.
Don't you remember Grandmama Goober? She was a great lumberjack. And remember, she used to clean your belly button in the window.
Oh, yes! Clean, clean, clean!
I can still hear Grandmama's voice today.
Rough day out there today. I only chopped down 14 redwoods with my teeth. I have splinters all over. Where's my dinner? I'm starving. Get over here, Lucinda. I want to clean that belly button.
Okay.
How did you get so much dirt in it? Let me know. That's the only way to clean it. You gotta be tough. You have to be tough.
Yes, lovely Grandmama Goober.
Oh, yuck.
Remember Grandfather Goober?
Oh, yes.
What did he do for a living?
I believe he was a doll collector. He used to make dolls for old children.
Hi, I'm Sherwood Grandpa Goober. I used to collect dolls. It used to be so fun. I used to put them in the closet and just look at them and then rip their hair out, and then suddenly I went crazy. Yep. I love dolls. I love dolls. I love dolls.
Well, Sherwood, he was a strange person.
Oh, yes. He used to make so many dolls. It was all over the place.
I can't believe that, man. I don't know how he could be my father.
But you know what really stinks? I mean, he just died of a nervous breakdown.
Hey, Daddy. Daddy.
What?
What was your brother's name?
My brother?
Yeah, remember what Uncle
Soupy Goober. I can still hear Soupy's wimpy voice today.
Yeah, hi everybody. Hey, I'm Soupy Goober. Hey, I hope everybody's having a good time. I'd like to tell you a few jokes, because I'm a comedian. Hey, why did the chicken cross the road? Because he wanted to get to the other side. Don't go anywhere, anybody. Hey, what do you call a cow that eats grass? A lawnmower. Hey, for a quickie, what's green and goes backwards? One more before I go. Hey, why did the baby cross the road? Because he was nailed to the chicken. Oh, hey, gotta go everybody now. Soupy Goober, bye.
Hey, Daddy. What about Uncle Lentil Goober?
Uncle Lentil? Well, he was a soup salesman. I remember he used to bother everybody in town.
You remember him too, Mommy?
Yes, I can still hear him trying to sell soup to our next door neighbors.
Yes? Hi, my name's Lentil. I'm a soup salesman. Can I interest you in some soup?
Soup? What kind?
Well, we got all kinds. We got chicken noodle, we got chicken noodle, and even some chicken broth.
Do you have any lentil?
Lentil soup? Why, yuck, of course I do. Can I come in?
Yes, you may.
First try the soup.
I don't like it very much.
You don't like it?
No.
Eat more of it.
No, it's not too...
Eat more of it!
Hey, you. Get out of my house. You get out. I'll say get out.
Charlie, get out. Oh, remember Quacky Goober? Oh, he was such a perfect child, except he had one minor speech problem.
It was unnoticeable.
I'll never understand why people made fun of him.
It's me.
I can still hear his voice today.
Hi, I'm Quacky Goober. I went to school.
Where'd you go to school, Quacky?
I don't really remember.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you do remember anything, just tell us.
Exterminators.
And, well, what else did you know?
I know math.
Something wrong with your voice? You want to go to the bathroom or something?
No, I know nothing.
How about my daughter Susie? She's such a frail little thing.
Oh, her hairy lips, which was completely noticeable. I remember the time when she went to the school and it was a windy day. We can find her for two. Oh, no. Do you remember the time, Susie?
Seymour? Yes, I remember. I was lost and I was crying, Mommy. Why didn't you walk with me?
Because, Susie dear, I was embarrassed to go in public with your hairy lips.
Mommy, remember Susie was shaving her lips and she cut them.
That's not funny, Seymour. I could not eat.
She needs a cold.
Get just to bed, Seymour!
I'm not going to bed. I got something for you, sister. Sister. Raspberries.
How about Bobby? He's such an excellent child. So exciting.
Exciting? He's a real bore. Bobby!
Daddy, may I interest you in a game of chess?
No thanks, son.
Bobby, how about a bowl of ice cream?
No.
How about, wanna go to a baseball game?
No.
How about wanna play some baseball then?
No.
You wanna play in the dirt?
No.
You wanted to go to the movies?
No.
I told you, such an exciting child. He wants to watch Channel 13. How about Seymour?
Oh, Seymour! What a problem, child!
Are you talking about me, Mommy?
Of course, Seymour!
I never told you something before. You're fat!
Seymour! You tell me that every day!
And Daddy, you're a dum-dum. Dum-dum.
Seymour!
And I wanted to say, you know, Sister Susie, she's a weasel.
Seymour!
And Bobby, he's a dimwit. Dimwit.
He's a bore.
And I don't care for nobody. Oh, stop hitting me. Please stop hitting me. Please stop it.
And so, another happy ending for the famous Goober family. Good night, Goobers.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Stanley.
Yeah.